you see, your understanding on salvation according to the biblical teaching. Okay? Because I just come back from New York, and on Sunday night, I talked to one of the preacher. He was from mainland China. He was invited to the church, to New York, to preach. And he chose the passage, Matthew chapter 25. And those congregation, those people in the church, they heard me preaching. And they found out what this preacher preached differently. And I want to test you people, whether you understand. Okay? And I tell you why, because it is very important according to Paul teaching. Would you please turn to Ephesians, turn to Acts chapter 20, regarding the church of Ephesus. And I'm afraid what happened to the church of Ephesus, it will happen to our church too. Okay? So, turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 20. Acts. Chapter 20, verse 27. Okay, I start with 25. So we have a word of prayer first. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that tonight you're going to speak to each and every one of us regarding salvation so that we truly understand what you have to say to us. And I pray that you not only open our mind, that we can understand and what you have to say to us, and open our ear that we can hear, and open our heart that we can hide your word within our heart so that we won't sin against you. If we hear anything other than what we have heard before, I pray that you help us to discern what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong. And I pray that you speak to each and every one of us. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to turn to our book of Acts, chapter 20. Verse 25 and following. And I'm afraid what happened to the church of Ephesus when Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit, and that was recorded by Dr. Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 25 and following. And I read that to you. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. I want you to circle the word whole will. Not the partial will of God. Nowadays, a lot of people only talk about the partial will of God. They don't know the whole will of God. And verse 27, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which He bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I have never stopped warning each of you, night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. 25 to 32. Whatever I taught you today, I want you to write that down in your Bible, and I want you to read it. Read it thoroughly. Don't just listen to what the pastor say to you. I want you to study yourself so that you know what you believe. Okay? I do not want you just believe in what any other people, including Pastor John. I don't want you to just believe in what I just say. I want you to study yourself. I want you to know what you believe. Okay? And can anyone tell me what did Paul say in Acts chapter 20, verse 25 to 32? What happened to the church of Ephesus? What happened to the church of Ephesus? It happened to the church of Ephesus 2,000 years ago. And when I come back yesterday from New York, and this trip, it grieved me because on Sunday night, I went to that preacher. He preached the sermon on Matthew chapter 25, 1 to 13. And I pointed out to him that he is wrong, and he refused to repent, and he's stiff neck. And I want to warn you people, one of these days, I will pass away. And one thing I do know, when I pass away, when I leave the church, savage wolf will come to you. I can guarantee you. I didn't pass away yet. I still go to New York church once a month. And those brother and sister invite a preacher who preach anything other than the gospel, the whole will of God. Okay? I want you to study so that you know who is right and who is wrong. Okay? I don't want you to be swayed by the wave of wind, winds of teaching. Sometimes you believe in this, sometimes you believe in that. You do not know what you believe. That is bad. I don't want it to happen. But one thing I do know, 2,000 years ago, when Pastor Paul, the Apostle Paul, left the church of Ephesus, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he said, savage wolf will come to you, will come in among you, and will not spare the flock. And that's exactly what happened to the church in New York that I pastor. And Paul pastored that church for 3 years. I pastored that church since 1999, and then I left in 2002. So how many years? 99. It's around 3 years, too. 3-4 years. And that's exactly what happened. Okay? Moses, I want you to read that one more time. You read that, verse 25. Listen very, very carefully what Paul's saying, okay? Acts chapter 20, verse 25 to 32. I want you to read one more time.
Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God.
Okay, what is the reason why Paul's saying to the elders, to the overseer of the church, to the leader of the church, and saying that I declare to you today that I'm innocent of the blood of all men. In other words, because savage wolves enter into the church and preach something else, some people will go to hell. When some people go to hell, is none of my business. And I'm innocent of that too. Because I preach the whole will of God. And I want you people to study. If you don't study, you go to other church, they do the same thing to you too. Okay? You got to know what you believe. Okay? And that's why Paul saying that, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men. In other words, if you people go to hell, his hand is clean. Why? Because Paul has not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God, not the partial will of God, okay? Not the distorted will of God. Verse 28.
Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
In other words, you have to watch over yourself. How do you watch over yourself? You have to study the scripture yourself. And then, when you understand, then you can watch over all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer. Okay? In other words, if you are the parents, the Lord make the parents to be an overseer of their own children. If your children go to hell, the Lord will hold you accountable to that. They will ask you, where is your children? You understand? It is the parents' responsibility to make sure that your children do not go to hell. It is the pastor's responsibility that his flock do not go to hell. Okay? And then be shepherd of the church of God, which Jesus Christ bought with his own blood. Verse 29.
I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
So what happened? Circle the word. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth. Even from your own number, right beside verse 30, your own number, you circle the word. You circle the word 17. You write down 2017. You read that 2017. In other words, verse 30, even from your own number, men, even though they are the elder of the church, even though they are the pastor of the church, even though they are overseer of the church, even though they are leader of the church, they are savage wolves. Don't believe in anyone. If he, I don't care whether he's Pastor John or Pastor Paul. Whatever he say, if what he say contradict what the Bible say, I don't believe in him. You understand? My faith is in the Word of God. My faith, I don't put my faith on any human being. You understand? It's not human being saved my life. It's not his own blood saved my life. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. With his blood, he purchased me. I belong to Jesus. So I put my faith on Jesus and on his word, the Old Testament and the New Testament. You understand? Okay, now keep reading it. So, verse chapter 20, book of Acts, verse 30, even from your own number, that means even from the group of that leader, the elders, overseer, men will arise and distort the truth. Why would he do that? In order to draw away disciples after them. They want them to follow them instead of follow Jesus Christ. Okay? And how do I know whether I follow Paul? Is it right to follow Paul or is it right to follow some other preacher? It depends. What he say, is it in conformity with the biblical teaching? If what he say contradict the teaching of the Bible, you don't believe in him. I don't care whether he's a senior pastor, I don't care whether he's elder or deacon or leader of the church. You understand? Do you understand? We don't follow after man, we follow after God and his word. Verse 30, even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. draw away disciples instead of following Jesus, they want them to follow human being and go to hell. Verse 31.
So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears.
In other words, Paul did not just mention it when he's leaving the church. Paul mentioned that for the last 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tear. Warning you with tear. Why warning people with tear? Because whoever do not follow the teaching of the biblical teaching, they will go to hell. That's why Paul warned them with tear. You understand? A lot of parents, they don't know that. Their children are going to hell. They don't know that. They thought they go to the church, definitely they will go to heaven. No. They go to the church, not necessarily go to heaven. It depends to what church. Whether do they hear the full will, the whole will of God. Okay? Verse 32, now I commit you to who? I commit you to God. And then to who else? To the word of his grace. You understand? In the same way, now I commit all of you to God, and I commit all of you to the word of his grace. We believe in God, and how do I believe in God? I believe in his word of grace. You understand? Which can build you up, and which can give you an inheritance. In other words, the word of God, the word of God, the word of his grace, can not only build you up, also give you an inheritance. If you do not know the word of God, how can you get inheritance? You don't even know what you get. Okay? Give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. So this is the background, the reason why I take away from the book of Ephesians, because I'm moved to do that. I want to forewarn you again and again. The reason why I ask you to memorize Bible verses so that you know this is the word of God. And Paul commit the church of Ephesus, all those saints and the faithful one, and the leaders, commit them to God and commit them to the word of his grace. So that's why I want you to memorize Bible verses so that you know when someone distort the truth, you know they distort the truth. You understand? If they declare the truth, you also know they declare the truth. Now, I ask you the question. Moses, could you read that? Matthew chapter 25, 1 to 13. Now, when before Moses read it, I want to draw your attention. There are 10 virgins, okay? 10 virgins. 5 are wise. 5 are foolish. Okay? I want to know whether you know the salvation. Now, based upon the scripture, okay? You tell me. Is it, now total, I get 10 virgins, right? 5 are wise, 5 are foolish one. Is it 10 of them, all of them, go to kingdom of God? That's my question. Question number one. Are all of them enter the kingdom of heaven? Second question. Are all of them saved? Saved mean have eternal life. EL. That's our two questions. Moses, you read that. Matthew chapter 25. I want you people to listen very carefully. Thing you don't understand, you better ask today. Okay?
At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins master took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for the both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But when they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
Matthew chapter 25, that wedding banquet. Is that wedding banquet going to be occur in heaven or going to be occur on earth? Okay. Moses, could you tell me the answer? We have 10 virgins. 5 are wise. Could you tell me how wise they are? What are the similarity? They are all virgins. They are all drowsy. They all fall asleep. They all have the lamb. But some prepared the oil. Some did not. As far as that 10 virgins are concerned, the one have a lamb, at the same time have adequate oil. When Jesus Christ come back the second time, and what happened to them? Can they enter into the wedding banquet? Can they enter into the wedding banquet? So that wedding banquet, I want you to circle the word wedding banquet and circle the word wedding banquet, and then you write down 22, 1 to 14. Wedding banquet, you write down 22, 1 to 14. Could you read that wedding banquet? Right beside the wedding banquet, you write down 22, 1 to what? 14? Moses, could you read that?
Servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend," he asked, "how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, "Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen."
Who was kicked out? Moses?
The guy that wasn't wearing copper wedding clothes.
Is he invited?
Yeah.
He was invited. He entered into the wedding banquet, but he was kicked out. The reason why he was kicked out? Because he get in there without wedding clothes, right? And then what happened to him? Tie him hand and foot. Throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Is that fellow is the wise virgin, or is that fellow is the foolish virgin? What are the similarity there? In Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14, so both five wise virgin and five foolish virgin, they were invited to enter into the wedding banquet, isn't it? Take a look. 25, verse 10, chapter 25, verse 10, Matthew. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, they were on their way, the foolish virgin were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgin who were ready is the 10 wise virgin, right? Went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth. I don't know you. I don't know you. When Jesus said, I don't know you, are you safe? Can you enter the kingdom of heaven? When Jesus said, I don't know you, are you safe? Do you have eternal life? Do you have eternal life? Christopher? So what have we learned? If we look at Matthew 25, 1 to 13, and Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14, both parables talk about they were all invited to the wedding banquet. You know what? I want you people, spend time tonight before you go to bed. Read that numerous times. Until you remember some key word, okay? Now, you tell me. Both of these parables talk about wedding banquet. All of them were invited. 10 virgins were invited. Right? A lot of people were invited. In Matthew chapter 22, in Matthew chapter 25, all virgins were invited. But not all virgins be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. But not all virgins are saved. What are the reasons? What are the similarities between 22 and 25 of chapter? Chapter 22 and chapter 25. Chapter 22, the one who did not have wedding clothes, right? It was kicked out. And then Matthew chapter 25, the one who has what? Who has oil in the lamp? Can they enter? Jean? The one who has oil in the lamp, can they enter? What about the one who has lamb but without oil? Jerry? Can you see a difference between 22 and 25? Could you read that again? Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14. And then Matthew chapter 25. Could you tell me after you read it? I wanted you to read it in a sense that you can understand what you're reading, okay? But when you answer my question, I ask you the proof of it, okay? From that text. Chapter 22, 1 to 14. Chapter 25, 1 to 13.
Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who my servants and said, tell those who have been invited that have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they paid no attention and went off. One to his field, another to his business. The rest seized the servant. The rest seized the servant, mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he had said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited do not deserve to come. Go to the street corner to invite the banquet anyone. To invite to the banquet anyone you find. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people who could find both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man who was not wearing a wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be whipping and gnashing of the teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.
Based upon what you have just read in Matthew chapter 22, talk about a lot of people. Could you tell me some people who cannot enter the kingdom of heaven? Can you tell me some people who they were invited to enter into the wedding banquet, but end up they cannot enter? Could you tell me who are they?
The ones who wasn't properly prepared and the ones who mistreated the servants, the people that didn't deserve to enter.
How did they mistreat the servant?
They killed them.
When the servant of God hear the command of God saying, you know, to go out and invite people to enter in. What's the reason why they don't want to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
Ignorance.
They're ignorant? And what else? Gene, do you know? Who are they? They were invited to enter the wedding banquet, but they end up they cannot enter. Who are they? Could you read that? Chapter 22 again? The answer is there. The answer is in the text. They do their own business. They don't care less. You know, Jesus Christ say, okay, go to the church. Go to the church, listen to the sermon, study the word of God so that you know exactly what you believe. But I say, I don't care. I got work to do. I got homework to do. I bought a car. I bought a house. I'm busy. I got to shovel snow. No, I don't want to go. I don't want to do it. These are the people. They cannot enter the kingdom of God. Make sure you are not one of them. Okay? When you do your own business, right? Gene, do you understand? Could you read that? Tell me where. Matthew chapter 22. You read that verse 1. Now listen to me carefully. Verse 3. Who are they that cannot enter the kingdom of God? Is it God do not want them to come? Or they refuse to come? Same as these 10 virgins. 5 are wise. 5 are foolish. God wants 10 virgins to enter the wedding banquet. But end up what? Only the wise one can enter. You understand? Who are the wise ones? They are wise because they hear the word of the God. Because when they hear the word of God, they prepare themselves to enter into it. They don't say no, they say yes to the invitation. Who has been invited to the banquet, but they refuse to come. Those who refuse to come will not be able to come. And I can tell you one thing too. Those who refuse to read the Bible, very likely, you are the candidate. You refuse to come. Because you don't even know God wants you to come. Those who has a lot of material possession, those are the candidate. May not be able to enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because they give all kind of excuses. Oh, I got to look after the house. I got to look after my business. I got to look after the auction. I got to look after this and that, right? Keep reading it, verse 3. Did the Heavenly Father give up on them when they refused to come? Verse 4. Our Heavenly Father did not give up on them. Our Heavenly Father is very persistent in inviting them, wanting them to come. Read it, verse 4. Circle the word, some more servant. In other words, our Heavenly Father, at first in verse 3, he sent his servant. Now he sent some more servant. Probably he's thinking in his mind, the previous servant are not good enough, are not persuasive enough to persuade, encourage those who were invited to come. Okay? They may not say the right thing. So that's why our Heavenly Father sent some more servant and said, tell those who has been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. Our Heavenly Father wants each and every one of us to come to the wedding banquet. Just like in Matthew chapter 25, same as in Matthew chapter 25, our Heavenly Father wants 10 virgins to enter the wedding banquet. To come to the wedding banquet, to enjoy. And verse 5, but they pay no attention. Circle the word. They pay no attention. Circle the word in verse 3, they refuse to come. Those who cannot come are those who refuse to come. Those who cannot come are those who pay no attention to the word of God. And then went off. One to his field, he purchased a land. Oh, I got to look after my land. Another to his business. I got to look after my business. Verse 6. The rest seized his servant, seized God's servant, mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army. First of all, in verse 3, he sent his servant. Then in verse 4, sent some more servant. And then in verse 7, now he sent his army, not servant now. You kill my servant, God going to send his army to destroy you. Destroy those murderers and burn their city. That's why the city of Jerusalem was burned down. Verse 8. Then he said to his servant, the wedding banquet is ready. And I'm not going to waste it because everything has been butchered. Everything is ready to enjoy. So go to the street corners and invite to the wedding banquet anyone you find. Anyone you find. So that's why the servant go out to the Chinese people and invite the Chinese to come. Invite the American to come. The Jewish people don't want to come? Okay, fine. I invite American, Canadian, Chinese, Native, Italian, German to come. Gentile to come. Verse 10. So the servant went into the street and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Circle the word, both good and bad. Not the bad one, in a sense, not the bad one. A kick out. He didn't say, I kick you out because you are bad. He didn't say, oh, you can enter in because you are good. The reason why the Gentile can enter into the wedding banquet, because the Jewish people do not want it. The Jewish people do not want to enter into it. God say, I bring Gentile to enter into it. Just like a father has two daughters, say to the elder daughter, to do this, I will bless you if you do this. The elder daughter refused to listen, so that blessing give it to the younger daughter. The younger daughter do it. You understand? Give it to the Jewish people first. The Jewish people don't want to enter. Okay, you don't want to enter? I ask the Gentile to enter. Good and bad. All of them can enter. But only one get kicked out. Who is he? It's not because he is bad. He didn't say, oh, you're kicked out because you're good, or you kick out you because you're bad. You were kicked out because what? Jerry? Gene? He was kicked out because of what? Because he was bad, or because he was good, or because of some other reason? What did the Bible say? The reason why he was kicked out? He was not wearing any wedding clothes. That's the main reason. So in other words, from that word of God, from this portion of the text that I know, in order for any one of us to enter into the kingdom of God, it does not depend whether you're good or whether you're bad. It depends whether you are clothed with the wedding clothes. You understand? If you are not clothed with the wedding clothes, you are not allowed to enter into it. That is the key word. Matthew chapter 22, right? What about Matthew chapter 25? Who are the virgin that who cannot enter into the wedding banquet? In Matthew chapter 25, he didn't talk about wedding clothes. What did he talk about, Jean? Oil. Now, from the word of God, you remember I first read to you Acts chapter 20, verse 25 to 32? Savage bull from among you will come in and lead you astray and want you to follow after them instead of asking you to follow Jesus Christ. And Paul saying that, I commit to you to God and I commit all of you to who? To the word of his grace, right? What are the word of his grace? Listen to me. Take a look at that. The word of his grace. In verse 32, what are the words of his grace? According to Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14, what's the words of his grace? In order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, in order to enter into the wedding banquet, you got to be what? Clothed with wedding garment. According to Matthew chapter 25, you having the lamb is not good enough. You have to have what? Oil. You know what? If you don't study the word of God, you don't even know how to enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, look at me. You know what? If you enter into a good school, the teacher will help you to prepare for the final exam. You know how do the teacher prepare you for final exam? Like once you finish a bachelor degree, if you want to go to a master degree, you have to go through some examination. Not in Canada, but in US, you have to. having a bachelor degree is not automatically you can enter into a master's degree. You have to go through entrance exam. If you go to a good school, they will prepare you for the entrance exam. How do they prepare you? This year is 2011. And a good teacher will give you 2010 exam. And then 2009, 2008, and go through all the exam and help you how to do it well in all the PV exam. If you do it well in all the previous exam, will you be able to handle it in 2011 exam? I guarantee you will be able to handle it. If you don't even prepare, if you don't even know what is in exam in 2010 and 2009, 2008, 2007, you are dreaming that you think you can enter. You understand? In the same way, our Lord Jesus Christ, He's a good teacher. He helps us, He prepares us so that we be able to enter into the wedding banquet, be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He gave us the previous exam. What's the previous exam in Matthew chapter 22? If you just enter into the wedding banquet, if the master come out, look at you, he say, friend, how can you enter into my wedding banquet without clothing? Then he was tied up and thrown out. You understand? He was thrown out. It's not because he's bad. A lot of other people are bad. But they prepare and have their wedding clothes. So the key word is the wedding garment. What is the wedding garment? That is our Lord Jesus Christ. According to Paul's words, clothed with Jesus. If you are not clothed with Jesus, if you don't put off the old self, clothed with a new man, you cannot enter. I give you one illustration. Do you remember when Adam and Eve sins against God? What do they find out? Miriam. Right after they eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, they find out they were naked. And then what do? They cover themselves with what? They found out they're very shameful. They're naked. But they did something about that. What they did is not good enough. David, what did they do? Do you know? Donald, do you know what do they do? So they cover themselves with fig leaves and then hide themselves under a tree. But they were afraid though. Right? It's not good enough. Because they were covered with the garment, the wedding garment. What's the wedding garment? The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. You understand? When God slaughtered the lamb and take the skin out of the lamb and using that lamb skin to make a clothing for Adam and Eve. And then they don't feel ashamed anymore. When you are clothed with Jesus Christ, you will not feel ashamed anymore. It is not the bad one are thrown out. It is the one who is not clothed with the wedding garment, who is not clothed with Jesus, is the one who gets thrown out. Jerry, do you understand? What do you understand? So what about the 10 virgins? Did 10 of them go to the kingdom of heaven? No? Are 10 of them saved? So who are saved? What's your name?
Alice.
Alice, could you tell me?
Five were saved.
How do you know five were saved? How do you know? Do you know? Do you know the answer? Donald, do you know the answer? Matthew chapter 25? Alice saved, five were saved. Five wise virgins were saved. They were saved because they are good?
No, they were ready. They had oil with them.
They prepare. Right? They were saved because they are awake all the time? Or are they all asleep? So it got nothing to do whether they're good or bad. It got something to do with whether they are prepared. Do you want to go? Or they, no, I refuse to go. I go on my own business. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm a busy man. You know, all these kind of busy men, they end up going to where? They end up going to hell. You know, if I don't study the scripture, I don't even know. I thought only the good one can enter. No. He was kicked out not because he is good or bad. He was kicked out because he has no oil. Shut him out of the door. You cannot enter. And then what did Jesus say? I do not know you. What does it mean by I do not know you? Because they don't even know Jesus. They don't know the requirement. According to Matthew chapter 22, what's Jesus' requirement? Then they're testing you whether you know Jesus. What's Jesus' requirement in order to enter into the wedding banquet? What are Jesus' requirements? You have to have what? Wedding clothes. Matthew chapter 25. To have a lamb, is it good enough? To be a virgin, is it good enough? You have to be what?
You have to have oil.
You have to have oil. When you have oil in the lamb, will the lamb shine? You need to shine for Jesus, man. If you say that you are a virgin, if you say that you are a Christian, and you never shine for Jesus, you never testify for Jesus, witness for Jesus, you never share the word of God to your friends, very likely, you are the foolish one. You know why? Because a lamb with oil, if a lamb in itself cannot shine, you got to have lamb with oil and then light it up. And at the same time, when they light it up, Jesus has to come back. You got to keep what? Refueling it, okay? Keep it full tank, right? Then you can go a long haul, isn't it? How do you know your tank is empty? When you shine for Jesus, when you witness for Jesus, you know what? If you have never witnessed for Jesus, you don't even know you have an empty tank in your lamp. The moment you shine for Jesus, the moment you want to preach for Jesus, teach someone the word of God, you follow, wow, I don't know this, I don't know that. Then you got to fill it up. You got to pay attention to what Pastor John has to say. If you have no intention, if you pay no attention to the word of the Lord, and you don't even care less, I'm saved, I don't care what the other people do, you have no intention to share the gospel to your friends, very likely, you have an empty tank. You have no oil in it. Do you understand? The moment when you shine for Jesus, you find out, oh, I don't know enough about the Bible, I got to study more. Then you fill up the tank. You understand? Do you understand, Emily? Who asked you to come?
Auntie Amy.
Auntie Amy asked you to come. It's not the Holy Spirit asked you to come. Who Auntie Amy? Is it my wife or William's wife?
Your wife.
My wife. Man, man, man. Did you get blessing today when you come?
Yes.
What did you learn? In chapter 22, how do you prepare? Prepare yourself to be. Okay. In 25, chapter 25. And what does it really mean to have wedding clothes and to have oil? I want you to write it down. Chapter 6 of Ephesians. Paul saying to the church of Ephesus, you need to put on the full armor of God. That full armor of God is the wedding cloth. You write that down. Chapter 6, verse 10, all the way to verse 20. The full armor of God is the wedding cloth. You put on the full armor of God, that's the wedding cloth. That means that you are clothed with Jesus. Then you can fight the good fight. Secondly, Matthew chapter 25. What does it mean to have a lamp with oil? You got to shine for Jesus. How do you shine for Jesus? You got to witness for Jesus. How do you witness for Jesus? If I refuse to study scripture, whatever I say is not the word of God. If I don't say the word of God, I cannot save people's life. If you do not fill yourself with the word of God, how can you witness for Jesus? If you do not fill yourself with the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, you write that down. There's the oil in the lamp. Ephesians, right here, take a look. Ephesians 5, 18, you write down, there's oil in the lamp. That oil is the Holy Spirit. That oil is the Holy Scripture. You need to memorize the Bible verses so that every word that utter from your mouth is the word of God. You got to fill yourself with the word of God according to Colossians 3:16. Fill yourself with the word of God according to Ephesians 5:18. Fill yourself with the Holy Spirit. The word of God together with the Holy Spirit, these two together is the oil in the lamp. Ephesians 6:10 to 20, the armor of God. What's the armor of God, Moses? A lot of people, they don't know. They say, well, I don't need to put on the armor of God. Could someone read the armor of God? What's the bell? The bell is the bell of truth. What's the shield? It's the shield of righteousness. The righteousness of God. That's your shield. Shield you from all kind of attack. Was the helmet of salvation. You got to know in your head that you are saved by God. Right? What's the shoes? It's the gospel of peace. Wherever you go, you preach the gospel. You have no intention to share the gospel, you won't read the scripture. Why should you read the scripture? If it's not my responsibility to share the gospel, why should I read the scripture so much? You understand? Why should I pray if I don't get myself into trouble by sharing the gospel? When you get into trouble, when you're in trouble, you should pray, right? What's the sword of God? Miriam? The Bible, the word of God. How can you attack Satan? How can Jesus overcome Satan? What did he say? As it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on the word of God, every word that utter from his mouth. He's using that to attack Satan. He said, I don't listen to you. I listen to God, the word of God. Put on the full armor of God. That is the wedding clothes for you, man. Now I want to go back. Matthew chapter 25. At the end, the five foolish virgins came in with oil in the lamp. Is this good enough? He says, sir, open the door for us. In verse 12. What did Jesus reply to them? Circle the word in verse 12. I tell you the truth. Why would Jesus say, I tell you the truth? Jesus could have said, I don't know you. Why would he say, I tell you the truth? I don't know you. Can anyone explain to me? Joyce, could you explain to me? Why would Jesus say, I tell you the truth? I don't know you. What the other people believe?
That he will let them in if they're not prepared.
Do you understand, Jerry? What did Joyce say? You won't be allowed to get in if you're not prepared. But my question to you is, why would Jesus bother saying, I tell you the truth? Why didn't he just say, I don't know you? Why did he have to add, I tell you the truth, I don't know you? That means a lot of people thinking that I don't need to prepare right now. I can wait until Jesus comes back, then I prepare. I still have a lot of time. Let me enjoy my own life. Lo and behold, when they are all drowsy and falling asleep, bang, he come. When he come, everybody pick up their own lamb, and trim the wick and light it up, and find there's not enough oil in it. They find out their empty tank, they don't even know. You know why? They never share the gospel. They don't even know, they don't know the word of God. Moses, I don't want you to be ignorant of the word of God. I want you to be clothed with Jesus. I want you to be filled with the word of God. That's the reason why I encourage all of you to memorize the word of God. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ richly dwell in you. Let the word of Christ richly dwell in you. That means let yourself be filled with the very word of Jesus Christ. When you have the word of God fill your heart, then you can use all kind of wisdom, not earthly wisdom, but heavenly wisdom. You don't use man's word, then you use God's word. Because you let yourself be filled with the word of God, then you use God's words to teach other people with all wisdom and understanding. You understand? Then you can warn people, you can encourage people to prepare themselves to see Jesus. A lot of people thinking that, I got a lot of time. Hey, Pastor John is still around. Bang! All of a sudden, he passed away. One of these days, I won't be around. I can guarantee you. And I can guarantee you, when I'm not around, you know what? Another pastor will come. Hey, I'm just like Pastor John. You know what? You people memorize Bible verses. You suffer so much. Oh, take it easy. You don't have to memorize now. You have a good time. A lot of people will follow him and go to hell. Who are they? Savage wolf. And Jesus say, I tell you the truth. I don't know the foolish virgin. If Jesus say, I don't know you, and shut the door and refuse to open, that means they cannot enter into the wedding banquet. That means they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That means they are shut out from salvation. Am I right? At home, I want you to read Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, 21, and all the way to 27. I want you to read that three passages, Matthew 7, 21 to 27, Matthew 22, 1 to 14, Matthew 25, 1 to 13. And then I want you to sing in your mind that you understand. Listen to me very carefully. I read that to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father. What is the will of my Father? According to Matthew chapter 22, Moses. What is the will of my Father? What's the will of my Father in Matthew chapter 25?
Oil.
To have oil in the lamp. What's that oil? According to Paul's teaching.
God's word.
On top of that, where are the passages? God's word is Colossians. You write that down. Write that right beside the oil in the lamp. You write that down. Colossians 3:16. You know what? You don't write it down. 5 minutes later, you are gone, man. Okay? You're gone with the wind, man. You write that down. Matthew chapter 25. A lamb without oil, a lamb do not shine. A lamb with oil can only shine. Okay? Only the lamb with oil can shine. Lamb without oil will die away. Cannot shine. Cannot witness for Jesus. Okay? Verse 4. The wise, however, took oil in jar along with their lamb. Took oil in jars along with their lamb. Take oil in jar. Jar is plural. He got a lot of oil in that. If you don't memorize Bible verses, you only memorize John 3:16, very likely you go to hell too. You don't just have oil in one jar. You get oil in the jar. Did you see that? Plural. Not just one jar. Okay? Verse 4. 25 verse 4. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. If I run out of oil in one jar, I get oil in other jars. Did I convince you to memorize Bible verses now, Moses? Do you need oil in the jars?
Yep.
Or only one jar? Or multiple jars? You write that down. Oil in jar. You write that down. Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. You write down Colossians 3:16. You let the word of Christ fill in your heart. You let the Holy Spirit fill in your heart. That is oil in the jars. You got to memorize Bible verses. You got to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There's oil in the jars. What are the full will of God? The full will of God, according to Matthew chapter 22, you need to have the what? The wedding garment. What are the wedding garment? According, you write beside the wedding garment. You write beside what? Write down what? Emily. You write wedding garment. What do you write down? Write beside wedding garment. In Matthew chapter 22. Go to Matthew chapter 22. Chapter 22, verse 12. How did you get in here without wedding clothes? Circle the word wedding clothes. You write down. Armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. You know what? I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. If I don't point out the word of God to you, you know, Paul say, oh, I just let you know, you need to be clothed with the full armor of God. Just sounds like, if I choose to, I'm going to clothe myself with the full armor of God. If I don't like, I don't need to, right? But now you hear the word of God, do you have a choice, Joyce? What happens if you do not put on the full armor of God? And your daddy go to heaven, he won't be able to see you then. You want to go to hell? Etta? Do you want to see Pastor John in heaven? Do you know how to prepare for yourself for the final exam now? Moses? Make sure you get oil in jars. What's oil? Colossians 3:16, Ephesians 5:18, right? What's wedding clothes? Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. Tell your daddy, okay, what you have learned. Spread it out, okay? Do we have a choice? Etta, do we have a choice whether we are prepared or not? Oh, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. I do not know you. Then you'll be dead, Emily. He said, hey, Jesus, what do you mean you don't know me? Isn't it you're all-knowing, you know everything? My uncle is Pastor John. At that time, I say to you, Emily, I do not know you either. If Jesus Christ say to you, Emily, I do not know you, how can Pastor John say, I know you? You don't even know Pastor John. You got to prepare. You understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? What did I say?
Have to be prepared.
Has to be prepared. Wow, even a small child know that. It's amazing. Listen to me very carefully. The preacher from New York, he originally from mainland China. He go to the church and preach. You know what did he say? He say because they are virgin, because the name virgin, they automatically are saved. I asked him, where did the Bible say that? Virgin has an adjective, wise virgin and foolish virgin. He's a foolish preacher. You understand? Matthew chapter 7, two kind of worker in the church. Ones are wise, ones are foolish. Not everyone who serves God in the church go to heaven. Only the wise go to heaven. The foolish one cannot go. If you understand Matthew chapter 7, you understand Matthew chapter 22, you understand Matthew chapter 25. You do not understand Matthew chapter 7. You do not understand Matthew chapter 22. Nor do you understand Matthew chapter 25. Same as when you study books. Heat transfer, I saw your book, right? You don't jump to go to study 25 and then in reverse order to study 22 and then reverse order to study chapter 7. You start with chapter 1 and all the way to 25. You understand? Do you understand? Man, man, man. Go back to Matthew chapter 7. I was so discouraged, you know, when I leave New York, you know. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 21. Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father. Only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. What are the will of my heaven? According to Matthew chapter 22, the will of heaven is everyone who enters the wedding banquet has to be clothed with wedding clothes. Anyone who wants to enter into the wedding banquet has to be what? Has lamb with oil. Okay? With oil, not only in the lamb, with oil in jars. With a lot of Holy Scripture, Holy Spirit inside. Do you hear Moses?
Yep.
You driving a BMW cannot enter heaven, okay? With a Rolex watch. Only with oils in jars. You got that? And then 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? I serve you. And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer. I never knew you. Whenever you hear Jesus say, I don't know you, you're out of lunch. You're dead. I want you to circle the word, I do not know you. I never know you. What does it mean? Jesus Christ is all-knowing. He knows everything. How come Jesus Christ do not know you? When Jesus Christ said, I never knew you, that means you never know God. You don't even know Jesus. What's the proof? Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Write that down. Moses, what did I ask you to write it down?
I never knew you, Galatians 4, 8
and 9. You read it to me. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. You know what? You know, it takes you so long to fit the Galatian, that means you don't have much oil in the jars. Okay?
Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods.
Say that again. It's not smooth.
Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again?
Okay, listen to me. When Jesus say, I never knew you, that means what? You don't even know Jesus. If you don't even know Jesus, will you be saved? Circle the word no and write down Hosea. Chapter 4, verse 6. I asked Emily to find out Hosea. The prophet Hosea said, my people, God's people, perish. Why are they perish? Because they are ignorant. their lack of knowledge. They do not know God. Hosea 4:6.
My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge.
From lack of knowledge, does it mean Jesus say, I never knew you, for you don't even know me? Will you be saved? Do you need to know more Jesus?
Yeah.
Could you write it down? Lack of knowledge. You write down Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 all the way to 19. Read that to me. Ephesians chapter 1, 16 to 19. You write down right beside Ephesians 1, 16 to 19. You write down Hosea 4, 6. When people are lack of knowledge, they perish. They destroy themselves. You don't know God, you destroy yourself. When you go to the church, you want to make sure you understand what Pastor John is saying. You ask him, where do you get this knowledge from? Which portion of the scripture? Let me know so that I can memorize it. You understand? My people are destroyed because what? Lack of knowledge. You want to destroy yourself, Christopher? Or you want to go to heaven with Pastor John? That's very good. I read that to you, and then I conclude in today's Bible study. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Is that what? Give you what? That is what? Moses? There's oil in the jar. Do you understand? If you have the Holy Spirit, will you be able to witness for Jesus? Circle the word, the spirit of wisdom. You read Acts chapter 1, verse 8. When the spirit of the Lord fall upon you, come upon you, then you have power to witness for me. Not only in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You read that. That is why Paul praying for the church of Ephesus. That's exactly why Pastor Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus. And pray that what? The glorious Father may give them what? The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Give them oil in jar so that they can shine for Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, what did the Bible say?
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
That means when you have oil in jar together with lamb, you can shine for Jesus. You can witness for Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, you forget it, okay? You can't do it. Does it make sense, Miriam? Do you understand now? So when Paul praying for oil, that means he's praying for what? Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. So that what? So that you may know me better. Listen to me, circle the word. 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Why do you have to know him better, Moses?
So that you have oil in the jars.
Least that he say, I never knew you. Is it scary? Circle the word. Write that down. So that you may know him better. When you know him better, you write that down. You write down like this. Unequal sign. Matthew 25. Is it 12? Is it 12? Matthew 25. Verse 12. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. I don't know you. If Jesus Christ said, I don't know you, I never knew you, then you're in deep trouble. But see, how can I don't know you? I have the Holy Spirit in my heart. Every day I pray, Lord, give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning, right? Give me Holy Spirit in my heart, right? Give me word in my heart, right? And help me to witness for you. The moment you go and share the gospel, then you find out you know how much oil in your lamp. You don't share the gospel, you don't even know. Emily, do you gain anything today?
Yes.
You're a latecomer, man. You write that down, unequal to 25, 12, and Matthew 7, unequal to what? Matthew 7, 23, unequal to 7:23. I tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer. I never knew you. I want to pray. I say, Lord, help me to make sure that I know you and know you better. How long have you been baptized, Emily? 10 years? 5? Do you know him more than 8 years ago? You start memorizing Bible verses. It's a deal. Deal or no deal? Do you have a choice?
No. Well, yeah, but not really.
What is your answer?
No.
No what?
I don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Then do you have to memorize Bible verses? If there's no oil in the lamp, you're deceiving yourself. When Jesus said, I never knew you, that's bad. Then you look at Pastor John. Pastor John, please say to Jesus, you know me. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know you either. Right? Now I know you. Then you better pray. 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. So that he will never say to me, I never knew you. You understand? You understand? Keep reading. 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears this word of mine and put them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it has its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand, sinking sand. The rain came down and stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. There are two kind of builder, two kind of worker. Not every worker can go to heaven. Only the wise worker build on the foundation. Who are the one build on the foundation? When you hear that you need to have oil in the lamp, in jars, you prepare. When you find out that you need wedding garment, wedding clothes, you put on the full armor of God. You memorize Bible verses. You start preaching the word of God. Do you get it? Then and only then, you will not be deceived. Jean, do you understand what I say now? Do you get anything today? Did you learn anything new today? A lot of things. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help our children before they go to bed tonight. Read 7:21 to 27, Matthew, and Matthew 22, 1 to 14, Matthew 25, 1 to 13. And so that your word be sink into their mind, fill them with oil, and fill them with your Holy Scripture, with your Holy Spirit. so that they can shine for you. They prepare themselves to see Jesus. Help me, O God, every time when I explain your word to your children, help me to explain clearly and help your children to understand clearly too. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.